welcome to the Nutramedical program today, and we have some amazing news items that will be coming up. We'll be just talking about today. We also have a cameo today on the program. We're going to have Reverend Ted Pike with a victory. Last week, we were able to stop a lot of the issues that went forward in the houses of our government to stop the hate crimes bill. But the battle is not over. It keeps coming back, and they keep on reinventing versions. This is a very major victory. We need to continue moving our troops forward. We need to continue the battle. This is a multi-point warfare front. We have everything from the Kennemex Highway, I-35 corridor, the unconstitutional actions of the federal government to literally knock down the walls of America and create the CAFTA, the North American Free Trade Zone, Fortress America. We have this illegal war in Iraq and Afghanistan not properly declared by Congress. It continues to go on and on and on. These issues need to be dealt with on a constitutional level, and so our programs coming up this week, we're going to be dealing with a number of very important issues that you need to know about that are going to empower you. We want to deal on the Nutramedical Report with empowering you with information and technologies, both not only in the physical level, but also on the spiritual. So in our first hour today, we're going to have Steve Shanks from eFoods Direct, very experienced on preparedness. I consider his products the fresh, dehydrated, with their special processed foods, the best long-term storage foods you can get. You can go to NutraMedical.com, or if you call in and tell them that you were referred by the Nutramedical Report, we will receive credit because it helps us with our airtime and our plans to expand our work here to try to get the information to you, and not just to Americans but around the world. You need to start preparing for geoclimatic disasters, famines, wars, and other things, because these are all planned. This is not just by chance. These events appear to be by chance, but they're not. In an hour or two, we're going to deal with some other solutions. We're going to talk to Dr. Michael Corey about the God hypothesis, the quantum holographic universe, the real fact, and this will be a takeoff or a follow-up after, if you haven't seen the movie yet, TheSecret.tv. We're going to go to the next step, and this is all biblically based. You're going to understand that these principles are universal, which should matter. It doesn't matter if you happen to be a good person or not. If you adhere to the laws, just like the laws of the road, then things happen, and you have to adhere to these rules and laws. If you think of negativity and the problems, you continue to have problems. So we're going to be talking about these major issues today, and so I'd like to get right into it. If we do have Steve Shanks on the program, let's get started right away with talking to Steve about eFoods Direct and how people can start getting prepared for quite a year in 2007 and beyond. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me aboard, Bill.
Well, Steve, you have many years of experience, and I appreciate that you keep everything very simple. We have the Liberty and the Freedom Unit, of course, the additional items, including the seeds, et cetera, and sprouting trays. You've made it very inexpensive, but literally the highest quality. You want to have food that, when you open it up, you don't say, oh, my God. You want to say, oh, this is great, you know, and you need to have food that can go longer than 6 months. The fact is, and I have inside contacts in FEMA and also Canadian government and Australian, I can tell you as a fact that at 30 days, they expect half the U.S., Canadian, and all Western countries' population will be dead from starvation or violence. Within 4 to 14 days, they assume all, literally, cities, we call big cities, will be taken over by gangs. Within 2 months, and believe me, the government has a COG, or continuation of government policy. Their policy is to hunker down in their little compounds protecting the, quote, elite, the military, etc., and they're going to have their food and supplies, and they're basically inside these compounds going to make sure that you don't get to them. So at the end of 2 months, more than 90% of the population will be dead or dying because of this. And we need to deal with getting prepared. Again, let's not focus on the negative. Let's get ready. Just like our founders of the nation, they certainly would know how to handle these skill sets, which is skill sets that even our grandparents had. We need to rebuild these skill sets into our lifestyle, into our ever-present thinking, and we'll be back in a moment with Steve Shanks from eFoods Direct, and we'll give you solutions on our program today.
Hi, Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Today is from eFoods Direct, Steve Shanks. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
Steve, I'd like us to get right down to business because I want to get the dialogue going here because I am very concerned that the basic principles that people don't realize is the most dangerous thing is not even the weather or nuclear war or even the avian flu. It's the unprepared neighbor. It's your unprepared family for disaster. It's like you say in your commercial that you have here in RBN, do you want to sell your children for a slice of bread? People do not understand. You can go so long with water, which you need clean water filtration systems. We have the full Berkey systems on our website. We've got the multi-pure and pure water. But you need food. You need to have tools. You need to have skill sets to protect yourself and take care of yourself. And small groups and local communities, you need to become neighborly again, just like America did when it was first founded. If people don't start doing these things, our cities literally are going to turn into places that will resemble Masada during the Roman invasion when they literally cooked their children and ate them. And that's the kind of thing people say, oh, no, that's ugly. That won't happen. I can tell you, after 6 to 8 weeks of starvation, people will do unbelievable things, just like they did in mountaintops in the Andes when the airplane jet landed there. I think it was an Olympic team, and they ate each other. I mean, people say, oh, no, this won't happen. I say, well, you could be having climate shift that could cause starvation. You could have economic catastrophe, lockdown, large cities. The people need to start taking this seriously and getting their food in now while they have the financial and other resources and start setting their priorities and getting these skill sets.
Well, I tell you what, I need to get emailed to you for your website. with oil. We control people with food.
Right.
On my last program on Sunday, I couldn't help. I just had to. And I apologize for bringing this up again, but I just have a real burr in my saddle over Ms. Clinton.
Ah, yes.
And I noted the fact that back when Bill was running for office, they had a Time magazine or some magazine, I can't remember if it was Time or whatever, and they were both, they had the exact pose that the posters of Stalin and Hitler would have splattered all over the sides of buildings when they were propagandizing them. They were looking upward and off into the distance, into the future. Okay, in that particular picture, they had Bill Clinton, and then she was stacked kind of down below him with her face, and they were both looking up, away into the future. By darn if Reuters didn't have a picture of her after she announced that she was going to run for the presidency in that same pose in front of the American flag, looking off, up into the future. I get so sick of this crap, it's unbelievable, but the fact is that she made a statement in cahoots with the United States UN representative to the Women's Beijing Conference a few years back. Food is used to control behavior. For this, we make no apology.
Right. And we can see that those statements are in the public record, so if you dispute us, please, for God's sake, it takes effort to keep your liberty. It's not free. Freedom isn't free.
Yeah, and the fascinating thing is that right now we're not down to the point where we elect a representative and say, hey, guy, go and represent us and make sure that they're not doing anything to take away our liberties, because what happens is right now we are down to the per family level of operating here. We're not at the point where we get groups of us together and form a political activist committee and we try and lobby and work to move these things. They're already so heavily ensconced in the system and in control that now we have to stop and say, okay, what can I as an individual do? What can I, as a leader of my family or as a member of my family, what can we do right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know that from the conversation that you and I had, Doctor, that we have a real need for people to get themselves where they're totally self-reliant. One of the most important things that we talk about in the task force is the necessity for anyone who has illnesses or is in any way dependent on the pharmaceutical system in this country and their stepchild, the medical profession, if they're at all dependent, when this thing goes down, that dependency will be their end. They will be totally controlled by their dependency, which brings up the subject that we talk about all the time, and that is the extent to which we're dependent in any way on another individual, on an organization, on a system, is the extent to which we have given that individual or organization our liberty. We have given them power over us to the extent that we're dependent. Now, I got one question for you, and I got one question for yours and my listeners and any of the listeners to RBN or any place out there. What is the most important dependency that you have after oxygen and after water?
Food.
Yeah. Now, we run into families all the time. I'm telling you, I have folks call me, and every family that calls with regard to getting their food supply in, they tell me the same story. And it's the same story that you and I deal with every family or every individual that's looking at what's going on in our country and saying, we got to prepare. What happens when these families call in and I have any kind of a conversation with them at all, they're saying, hey, I'm the Lone Ranger. I'm the only one in my family. I'm the only one at work. I'm the only one in my church. I'm the only one in the neighborhood that is really concerned about this, and I can't get them to get going. I can't get them to move. And one things that I've started talking to folks about right now is a lot of these individuals and families are trying to get the rest of their family to agree with them and come along before they do anything. What I've said to them is, hey, right now it's too late to try and convince anybody of anything. If you can't get the support of your brothers and sisters or your parents or whatever, you take your family unit that you have power over, even if it's just you, or maybe if you're a head of a family, you and your wife are the only ones in your extended family that are involved, you get your tail in gear and you get food in. Because here's the thing. The way you plan for the future is you say, okay, am I ever going to need to deal with this situation?
Right.
Am I ever going to need to eat again?
Well, good question.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the one time when every person in this country feels that they'll never have to eat again. It's after they sit down to a Thanksgiving dinner, they're stuffed, they'll never have to eat again. And the human being is very interesting. They look at the world and circumstances out there, and they figure, well, if the dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite.
I like that. That's funny.
And that's
the problem, is their stomachs are full often enough, they don't realize.
That's right.
Within 4 to 12 days, they're going to be literally wasting away. And if you think that being shot or burned or whatever is a miserable death, the most miserable death you can have on this planet as a human being is starvation.
Yes. And
there's nothing more nasty than starvation. Nothing.
Well, it's absolutely true, because the basic need and determination to survive is coupled with the body's reaction, which is absolutely horrendous to the process of starvation.
Yeah.
And at the risk of sounding negative, I need to take one more shot at totalitarianism. I will get the article that I told you about to you, so you can post it on your website. And I need to get it up on mine, because we've had a lot of call for it.
Yeah, if you get that article even today, I can post it up in a matter of seconds.
Soon as I can get to a computer, I'm flying by the seat of my pants today. But we'll get her up to you. Yeah. And the point that we make in there is very simple. Every country that's gone totalitarian, every country that's gone socialist, as it were, over the last 100 years, has used some interesting control mechanisms. One of the first things that they do is they grab the guns or any kind of weaponry that is not inferior to what the policing organization has. If they've got swords, you can only have a knife. If they've got guns, you can only have a sword. If they've got automatic weapons, you can have semi-automatic weapons. You know, and then they collect all of those. It happened in China. It happened in Russia. Happened in pre-World War II Germany. In fact, Mr. Clinton quoted Hitler a couple times directly with regard to getting the guns out of the hands of the population to prevent crime and all that kind of horsebucky. But the fact is that they grab the guns. The second thing is they control the education of the children. And the third thing is they control medical. They control the medicine of the country. During the Bolshevik Revolution, Mr. Lenin made the statement that the way you control the population is you control their medical care.
You have to control the doctors. He actually made the statement, you have to control the doctors first. And they've done this in all of the totalitarian regimes in the 20th century, in Nazi Germany, in Russia, and in China. The very first people they controlled were the physicians.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes.
And you see, now we have, in addition to that, the pharmaceutical juggernaut that I'm going to have to talk about after this break.
Yeah, and we also want to get a quick cameo by Ted Pike on some really good news on winning at least one of the battles over the hate crime bill they're trying to bring in so they can silence us, which they're not going to do. We're going to continue in this warfare, and we're winning. We'll be back in just a moment with Steve Shank from eFoods Direct. You can order today. Get ready.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and let's have a cameo from Reverend Ted Pike dealing with TruthTellers.org. That's TruthTellersS.org. That's very important, the progress that's being made to stop this terrible march again. I think for the sixth time in the last decade, the hate crimes bill has been introduced, and the Democrats, again, have moved forward the other side of the belly of the snake. And we need to continue this battle. We're winning. So, Reverend Ted, give us the latest update, please. Okay. I guess Reverend Ted is not there. So let's continue with our story, and then we'll get back to Reverend Ted. Steve, let's continue with this dialogue about what's going on.
Well, what I was talking about was the pharmaceutical organization, or the juggernaut that we've got.
Yes.
And, go ahead.
Yeah, it's such a monstrosity, and the regulation is getting worse by the minute. So, yeah, continue.
Well, the problem that we have is that families need to listen to the counsel that you give on your program, and they must extract themselves from dependency on this, because what they're doing, and again, the issue that the task force, this little team that I work with, that you have now inadvertently become a part of, the issue that we deal with is we must help families, and you as families out there, the listeners, must make efforts to get rid of every single dependency that you have. Obviously, the most important one, day-to-day, 24 hours, every single day, is food. But if you have health issues, get a hold of Bill and listen to his program.
Yeah, you don't need all these drugs. You're absolutely correct. I'm a board-certified doctor, and as I learn more and more biochemistry, more natural approaches, the drugs just went away, just like a bad dream, let's put it that way. And I know how to treat and address virtually every condition you can imagine without any drugs, whether it's psychiatric, infectious, heart disease, brain recovery. And people need to know, if you have a herb garden, if you have supplies of things like the first line defense kit and so on, if you have these things stored up and if you have a lot of things that you can do on your own, like an herb garden with the right herbs, you can become independent. You do not need to have this massive medical system. It's like a large maggot, 10th level maggot, that's eating away at you. A quarter of our economy now is based on disease and keeping you sick, not making you cured, not even doing it at the best possible price. It's making sure they maximally extract that cash from you. And the largest cause of bankruptcy in America is the cost of medical care.
And they are, in fact, as I love to say, literally farming the American population just like a chicken farmer farms his chickens.
Yeah, but you have to spell it PHARM.
I
like
it.
That farm? I call it farming. Yeah. I like these little one-liners. Farming, PHARM. So when you go on, as I say, if I see the senior citizen, I said, oh, and I put my telescope in, and I said, I can hear the pills clicking together inside you. And I tell their relative, if it's a senior citizen, I said, you know, I'm going to continue subtracting medications away until your mom or your dad recognizes me from visit to visit.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, and you say, they spell farm pharmaceuticals. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway, but to get on with the point, the thing that drives me nuts a little bit, Bill, is that I know that we've got some good listeners out there, and I have them call me all the time, and they say, boy, we're recording the program, and we're listening to the archives and all this kind of stuff. But
right.
The question is, listeners, what the heck are you doing?
Well,
what we're trying to do right now is give you some. You can't do a stinking thing about the last time stuff. If an earthquake opens up and you're standing on top of, you know, color yourself gone, and it was your time. If the New World Order makes a move to start another war and get our troops overseas so that we're policed by foreigners, you can't do a stinking thing about that. But I tell you what, I don't know what the little kid is. What's the cost of that little kit that you're talking about, that survival kit?
I think it's like the full kit is like $129.95, and it includes all the basic things to help protect you. And then we add some other things. We're going to private label as well, our own new Silver Sol, the most powerful silver in the world. People need to have these things on hand, and they need to stockpile them now, like masks.
That's
greatest
right.
threats that are coming, we have climatic threats.
But what's it
threat.
Cost? What's it cost? The lousy $125?
Yeah, and then you can get some additional pieces of it if you have more family members, whether it's masks or whatever. These are inexpensive. And the thing is, even right now, they're almost impossible. The French government, November of 2005, ordered 500 million masks from American corporations, and the only ones that make good masks are two U.S. corporations, 3M Corporation and another corp. That's it. Everyone else makes what you call very, very substandard, ridiculous masks. Europe, Australia, everywhere. Nobody.
And what's happened is... And the question I've got of your listeners and my listeners, the question I've got, how many of you have heard Bill talk about this basic survival kit type of thing, this get-ready kit, this get-prepared, this everybody ought to have one, and said, dadgummit, that's a good idea, but... haven't gotten around to doing it. You see,
right.
the thing that we give you on these programs, where we're desperately trying to help everybody get prepared for what's coming and take back their independence, I will tell you right after this break.
Sounds good. That's good timing. And we'll take some calls from Dalton in Tennessee. We'll hopefully get Reverend Tet back on to give us a quick cameo of what's happening with our battles against the hate crime bill that wants to silence the truth here on RBN and other alternative networks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, and let's continue. We do have a few callers. We have Dalton in Tennessee and Todd in Kentucky. Let's continue with this information, and very important, marching orders for people to start getting prepared. Stop just talking and recording all these things and archiving it without action. All of these things are for naught, and you better start preparing now, because 2007, and this is a real serious statement, is the year when the comfort zone is going to go bye-bye. If you don't have the food, if you don't have the water filtration system like the megastorms that are coming, and senior directors, now national emergency teams in America have said you're going to see much bigger storms than Katrina occur in the next year to 2 years. You're going to see much more famines. You're going to see geoclimatic and geological and political catastrophes. We have a president who's planning a nuclear war against Iran. You can be guaranteed when you have people that are high-level people like Pat Robertson telling us there's going to be nukes go off and he's acting like some kind of false prophet out there, that something is going to be happening, because my NSA contact special op in Delta in the mid-90s told me their most common scenario was planning for nukes and dirty bombs going off. And I have very high-level contacts that, let's put it this way, I won't tell you their names because they'll be terminated pretty quickly, but these men have told me in many, many different sources that they are pre-placed nukes in U.S. cities already. And the fact is, they're going to do this just like they did 9/11 with thermite micro-nukes in Oklahoma City. They're getting ready. They have the scenario all set up the same way they have the avian flu. If you don't get ready and listen, people, you will listen at your own peril. And I like the quote in the Bible that says, you know, if the watchman on the top of the tower warns the people and they don't heed it, then their blood is not on his hands. But, Steve, I know you've done it, and I've done it. Others here in RBN have done it to warn people. If they don't believe my message, listen to your show. They should pay attention, but do something. And don't say that you can't do it, you can't afford it, it's just over the holidays. Start with something.
And the beautiful thing is that what we're talking about, you can't do anything about where the nukes are or what's going to happen and all
right,
that
you,
kind
you
of
just,
stuff.
Exactly. I tell people you have to engage the battle to even have a chance to survive. You have to prepare to even have a chance. Something as simple as shutting down the power for 6 weeks could kill half the population of North America.
Absolutely.
Just that. No storms, no nothing. In fact, a senior program manager for the Canadian military told me through my contacts that they plan for their COG plans. They've already war gamed it out. This is in Canada. It's the same, I'm sure, for the United States. They expect more than half of the population to be dead in 30 days without any war, without any pestilence or famine, just by shutting down the power grid and the highways.
Well,
power grid and highways, and that's it.
Absolutely, because the grocery stores don't even have 3 days on hand. The country, if you shut down imports of food, they can't. They can run maybe 3 days. The entire country,
right?
And I guess the fact is that if we have our freedom, if we are going to have our freedom, we have to act.
Yeah.
And the things that we're talking about on your program and on mine are things that people can do.
Right.
I mean, I have families call up and I ask them. You have to have this thought out. When you go up on Bill's website, guys, or when you call into the phone number, you're going to be able to see what's going on with food supplies. But the fact is that when I have families call in, there are two things I'm going to ask them. How many adults are you storing for, and how many years you're putting in? A lot of people haven't even thought about how many years they need to put in.
Right.
Well, if you think about what's happened in every country that's gone socialist, again, and used food as the control mechanism, they very simply always take at least 3 years before they stop watching for the holdouts. And what's going to happen, and let me give you a scenario. There's going to be a bunch of people that say, I ain't going to take that mark or the ID card. There are going to be a bunch of people, I ain't going to take that flu shot in the butt. Okay. So what's going to happen? They'll have a dragnet. They'll put out the propaganda, and they'll put out another scare movie about the terrible flu, the bird flu that they've created. And the masses of the population will go screaming down there and demand. They'll have fist fights over who gets to have the first flu vaccine. I'll guarantee you.
Right. Now, even if it's totally useless or is laced with adjuvants, it'll fry their brain, kill their immune system, give them cancer, or even have microchips that'll even influence their behavior.
It doesn't matter.
They're going to just, and they'll clamor, and they'll literally, this is what I tell people, I don't care what church you go to, or if you belong to this faith or that faith, or have no faith and just a decent person. When you're compromised in that position, you better pre-plan now, or you're going to be in a hell of a position when this happens. And it's not if. We know that it's coming. They're going to purposely use food. They've said it in the 1992 Rio Conference. They said it in the United Nations, the World Health Organization. They said they're going to use food as a weapon against the populations of this planet. They want to reduce the America population of 300 million to 20 million. That's what they want to do. They want to reduce the population of America from 300 million to 20 million.
And the 20 million that are left, do you think that they're going to want the ones that held out and said, I ain't going to take the bird flu shot?
No.
You think that they're going to want the free thinkers out there? Well, those people are going to sit back, and then there's going to be what I call the line. After those people who have not prepared adequately but are trying to be the rugged individualists against the system, after they hang out for a certain period of time and the die-off has come, then they're going to say to the rest of the people, well, we know that you're hungry. Come down and form a line, and we'll have a bread line. And as they come up, and it's their turn to get their food for the day, as it's their turn to get the food, they check and find out, have you had your bird flu shot?
Have you had your chip? Listen, I have a contact, a very high reliable one, that they actually have private companies contracted today, this week, contracted to obtain with these global national world IDs that are trackable like the NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, and to requisition the databases and all of these things now. They're getting ready now to chip you. And they're not just a little chip that can be seen like a barcode. They're 60 centimeters away. These chips can be tracked to a cubic meter from space.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do to you. And I'm telling people, they look at me like, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're such a creative imagination. I didn't create this horror. I'm a positive person. A real optimist is a person who faces reality like I'm an old trauma burn doc.
And does something about it.
And just does something. I think future. I don't look at where I am now, whether I had cancer or heart disease, whatever. I tell my patients or people that I'm helping, don't look in your circumstances. You're made in the image of the Most High God. You look at where you want to be, and you obtain it. You be thankful for where you're going, because as if you already have it. And we're going to talk about this in an hour or two. People need to start preparing. But, you know, God didn't tell Noah, here's a boat, Noah. You know, there's a luxury liner out there, and don't worry. You just go and take the captain's berth up in the top there in the good deck. You don't have to go and bust your knuckles with, you know, ironwood and pitch and all this stuff. No. He told him he's going to build a boat over 100 years with his family. And he's going to be mocked and spat on and ridiculed until finally when the rains came. And the same thing goes on. Don't care about your family ridiculing you. They're going to be begging you if you have extra food around so that they're going to survive. They're going to be begging you to barter. Anybody has anything else, if they don't have food, masks, other things, herbs, you know, the ability to take care of themselves, skill sets, they're going to be begging you, please, please save me, I'm dying. Because they don't want to sell out. A lot of people don't want to sell out, but guess what? That stomach, when they lose right down and their body is consuming itself and their muscles are wasting away and their skin is literally, their skin is falling down and they're literally eating their body up. There's nothing like starvation. If you ever seen somebody starve, it's unbelievable. This is something that Americans just don't know. They need to go to a third world country. They need to get a perspective on what we did to Afghanistan and Iran. We need to start having concern also for these people in these countries. What are we doing? We are reaping the whirlwind, and we're going to receive judgment because we're so arrogant. We don't even think we could ever get hungry.
Yeah.
We don't think we could ever have, they wouldn't shut down the power grid if they go code red. Guess what? It's their policy of FEMA. They will shut down the power grid, even if there's nothing wrong, to make sure you can't get out. And they have mandated that you are an enemy combatant if you come outside, unless you're a doctor with special cards and passes and probably an RFID chip to track you, you'll be locked on, shot at, and put in a body bag.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, no, it won't happen. I say, look, I work with these guys. I'm a whistleblower. I work on the inside, which is why they're so desperately after me. Guess what? I don't care. I am not afraid of them because I'm afraid of the Most High God. He says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. If you live in fear, you can't live. And you need to dispel fear. Fear of your family ridiculing you, fear of spending the money, fear of storing it, fear of getting the skill sets and putting the time out instead of watching your silly, what I call Satan vision television, or these silly movies. People need to get a life. This year, all hell is going to break loose. I can tell you right now, there's so many things converging. We are on the verge in the next, I'd say, 12 to 24 months of an avian flu pandemic. We're on the verge of a nuclear war in the Middle East. The climate shift this year is going to be horrendous. We're going to have a year out of hell in terms of global climate and famines, superstorms.
And we've just had the beginning of it, Bill.
We've had the beginning, and let me tell you, this is something they better listen up hard. If you do nothing else, you need to support RBN so we can get on Sirius, so we can get to the millions. Guess what? We're literally dealing with the end of civilization as we know it. We are at the end of this age. If you don't believe it, God help you. And you know what? If it was our ancestors, the people that founded America and Canada and the Western nations, if it was them, they would be nothing. So it's a big storm. They would build stronger. They would have their food stored up. They knew how to survive in harsh environments, so the environment quickly swept them away. They died. But these people nowadays think it's optional to not have a garden in their yard or to have food stored up or have these skill sets or have masks or other things and have not just enough for you but for your neighbors, for your family, because if you don't, God help you.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be roasting the neighbors on a spit on the front lawn. And if you don't think it'll be like Masada where they're eating each other, think again.
Well, let's give everybody a little bit of help here.
Yeah, let's go.
Here's the deal, guys. we have our websites are tied together. Bill has put up a tie, so give them your information, Bill.
Well, they can just go to they can go to NutriMedical. That's NutriMedical. Medical.com, and of course, if you go there, you're just going to get a phone number, and because we have you refer you over, when you call in, just say that you're referred from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical, because we want you to get prepared. This is the year things are turning around. If you actually look at the calendar correctly, the Gregorian calendar, believe it or not, this is not 2007. It's 2012. Isn't that interesting?
And you want to check the Incas, you want to check the Cheops Pyramid, you want to check all of this stuff. 2012 is a very interesting year.
Right. Well, this is actually 2012. That's the actual correct year. Now, the other thing that's important is start simple. Get some food in. Get your supplies in. Get a water filtration system like a Berkey. Do the simplest things you can do. And you have a run-and-go pack in your car. Go to the survival center. We have it on our website as well. Get the emergency kit. Start doing simple things. Set aside your budget. Set aside so much dollars in a kitty and say, I need to do X by such and such. Because I can tell you this year, if those people down in the Gulf states had just Berkey water systems and some food, there'd be a lot less people died.
Absolutely.
And the government, of course, is there to make it much worse. Much worse. They're there. FEMA, I call it the Federal Emergency Magnification Administration. They're going to make sure they magnify the emergency and magnify the death, destruction, and chaos and cross-contamination. They're going to make sure that if you dare to get out of a contaminated area or an area where you're starving or it's flooded, that they'll shoot to kill. That's what they did in Katrina.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Now, the other thing that you want to do, folks, is as you referenced this, the 800 number that you're going to get is 800-409-5633. That'll take you to the J. Michael Stevens Group or the task force. And make sure that you let us know that you came through Dr. Deagle's program. The other thing that you need to do is you need to get up on eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. And when you get up on that site, you'll find a little floating banner across there that if you click on it, you'll be able to hear about four different lectures. One of the four is an old radio program that I did about 5 years ago. It was redubbed out of a cassette tape, so it's a little hard to listen to. But it points out an interesting fact, and it brings up Noah, by the way, Bill. It says, can you afford to be wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Let's put it this way. If you store the food and put it there, the very worst you can be is you're going to have some food for emergencies, and it stores a long time. And it's very nutritious. If you're right, you're going to survive, and you're probably going to save your family, not just save them physically. See, the thing is, the reason why we know these things is because just the same statement made by King Nebuchadnezzar, which means in ancient Babylonian, King of Kings. He was his title was an abomination against the God of the universe. And what King Nebuchadnezzar had to say to Daniel was, your God is God. And you're not just going to save our nation, because our nation is founded on Christian biblical principles. It is going to save your family, your home, your civilization, your nation, which is a republic. And if you don't do these things, God help you and our world. And we have to speak to people in other countries too. Get prepared. This is the year all hell is going to break loose and guaranteed. We had Jerry E. Smith, the weather warfare. They're going to amplify the disaster. They're not going to push the storms offshore, which they could do. They're going to make sure that they maximally hit things like oil rigs so they can affect the oil supply, population centers in the coastal areas. They want maximum chaos so they can move forward with their dialectics of control.
Here's another interesting thing. You mentioned Christendom. Okay, most of the folks that are listening to us and most of the folks that are patriotic and freedom-minded and want their liberty are very, very Christian. They're the first to go, by the way, because they don't need the God of the dictatorship.
Right.
They've already got their own God.
Right.
But here's what's going to happen. I got to tell you, folks, I would be one of the worst case scenarios if I wasn't prepared. And some of you guys, the great white hunters out there, the gun enthusiasts, the guys who say, well, ain't going to take me. I got a .30-06, 2,000 rounds of ammunition. That mentality, here's the deal. If you are not prepared, if you don't have selling you crap. So check with the J. Michaels. Check with the co-op here. Check with the task force before you put your money into anything. There's some real garbage out there. But anyway, if you are not prepared, if you're like me, let's talk about Steve Shank. If I was in a situation where my wife, my children, were starving to death, and if they were in a situation where it was a choice to go down to and get into that food line, and in order to qualify to get into the food line, have to get a shot in the butt with the bird flu, which I knew was going to kill them, believe me, guys, Christian or not, I would be willing to do things that would keep me out of my eternal glory. Yeah. And I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Absolutely. We're going to take a pile of callers when we get back. Dalton, Tennessee, Todd in Kentucky, Marianne in Arkansas, and John in Georgia with Steve Shank from eFoods Direct. Get prepared today because 2007 is really 2012.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have rapid-fire callers, lots of callers. Dalton, let's get everybody, let's say, 30 to 45 seconds. Make your comment or statement right away. Dalton and then Todd in Kentucky and on.
Hello.
Dalton, you're on the air. Let's roll.
Hey, so far as your kids are concerned, what do you figure is the cost per adult per year for what you have is the first question.
Well, on the food supplies?
Right.
Okay. First of all, you have to figure out what you eat and what you're going to replace. The average adult right now is spending about $2,500 a year on groceries.
Right.
Okay. And you've got to replace that quantity of food. You need to figure out how many people you're storing for and what kind of eaters they are. But rule of thumb is you should be able to put in a good solid supply for about 40% less than what your groceries cost.
Wow. Well, maybe we all just need to start eating that stuff now and forget about it.
Well, the difference is that you'd be a lot healthier.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
the food is dehydrated, not full of toxins and preservatives, so that when you rehydrate it, all the nutrients and phytochemicals and all the enzymes are active again.
I need to comment something about contamination, guys. I know I'm holding up your caller line here a little bit, Bill, but remember this E. coli contamination that was covers 20 states?
Yeah, they sprayed it purposely, I'm sure, on the food.
Three years ago, we made the statement. I was doing a lecture, and it wasn't one of the lectures that you guys can hear on the website, but it was a lecture where I made the statement that if you have not stored it previously, listen to that, not stored it previously, or do not grow it yourself, you will not dare eat it. That is in place right now.
Well,
so,
you're absolutely right. The Codex Alimentarius, if they institute it, your food will be irradiated with 100,000 times the lethal dosage, sprayed with sulfuryl fluoride, injected. All the animal products will have hormones in them. Everything will have genetically modified Frankenfood organic acids that will kill you or make you very sick. You're absolutely correct, Steve. Let's go on to Todd in Kentucky.
We have another quick question.
Well, we got a pile of callers. Let's move on. We're trying to get everybody to get a chance here. Todd in Kentucky, go right ahead. You're next.
Yes, great guest. I'm glad to hear we're finally getting the people out there and telling them they have to get ready. And if they want our first line of defense kit that Dr. Deagle developed, it's 1-800-933-2565. And with that, today, if you call, I will give a free mask with that.
Yeah, that's really important. People need to start getting prepared. Check out the news items. You'll see that. Thanks a lot, Todd. That's 1-800-933-2565. 2565.
Okay.
Great. Okay, perfect. Marianne in Arkansas, you got 30 seconds. Let's keep rolling.
Thank you, Dr. Bill, and hi, Steve. And one quick comment. We all are guilty, I think, of a nanosecond attention span.
Right.
So the fact that you're actually urging, you know, action, now, I appreciate it because I'm as guilty as anyone. And number two, well, there's a lot of things on the plate, a lot of things going on, and it's easy to go from one emergency to another.
Right.
Another thing, just one quick one thing I've wondered about, too, we're talking about chips. And, you know, pushing the bird flu and then flu vaccines, I feel like there's probably some of us that's already got those things and we don't even know it.
Well, no, the real bird flu is coming.
No, I mean the real chips. Sometime. Well, you can hold me over.
You'll know about the bird flu, Chad, very shortly.
Address sometime the need for pet food and pet care.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to take our callers over to the next hour if you want to stay on the line, John and George and Tom. But we are going to be having our new guest. Thanks a lot, Steve. You've done a fantastic job. I hope people will be spurred into action. I don't want to see anemic responses. I want to see an America that's prepared, because your greatest danger is your unprepared family, yourself, and your unprepared neighbor is far more dangerous than foreign invaders or this current junta in power and government. So get prepared today, people. This year is going to be quite a year.